from December, residents and visitors to the Hills and Mount Barker council zones will be able to order an Uber rather than depending on the taxi fleet with the expansion of the metro zone for rideshare companies. Hammer and Tongs Cafe has a petition in a bid to fight for Strathalbyn and surrounds to be included in that zone because at the moment they are excluded. Joining me to discuss is cafe owner Maurice Behan. Thanks for joining us, Maurice.
Hi, Jenny.
So the majority of our listeners agree with the need to expand that metro zone further. That's according to our poll results. Why is it important to you?
It's not just important to myself, Jenny. There's many businesses that rely on having their other customers serviced for transport, whether it's B&Bs. We've got a wine region that's completely missed out on this as well. There's hotels in the area with motels that don't really have any option of getting their customers serviced to and from. We basically don't have any options of transport in our area.
Yeah, right. So how bad is the situation? Like if I were to try to get a cab in Strath, what would I be faced with?
Well, one of our customers recently just let us know they tried to get a cab from one of the B&Bs to the racecourse, which is probably about a 4-5 minute drive, and they were quoted $70. That was from a taxi to come $70 charging from to come from Mount Barker to Strathalbyn. And my point is, metro areas have so many other options of transport: the tram, train, bus, taxi service, and rideshare, Uber. Yet the regional services don't have any of those other services. Yet we've been cut out of having the rideshare service.
Mm. So the bus situation, from what I gather, isn't great either, according to some of our listeners.
Very few services out of Strathalbyn. I think it's 1 to 2 in the morning into Mount Barker, and again in the afternoon coming back, and that's it, really.
Right, so I imagine you need to have a car and you need to be sober to get around then if you're living in Strath?
That's it, or you're walking to get home. We've got quite a few customers that have rang up for making bookings at night time and have asked about transport in and out, and we've basically got to tell them that their only option is a taxi from Mount Barker or they're walking to and from a B&B to get to a hotel or a restaurant.
Yeah, right. Maurice Behan from Hammer and Tongs Cafe is with me. So you've just started the petition. How much support do you have in the community so far?
Quite a few have walked in and asked to be signing it. And both age groups, particularly the young people, you know, they sort of get stuck in Adelaide and can't get back. They want to travel to and from. So we're probably, there's already a couple of hundred on the signed up on the petition.
Mm. And it's a paper one at the cafe, because I understand that if you want to table it in Parliament, it can't be an online version. Is that right? So you're calling on people to come and sign it in person?
That's correct, yeah.
Right, and how long will you have that available for people to sign? When are you planning on doing something with it?
Probably over the next fortnight, and we'll collect that and hand it to our local member.
All right. Anything else you wanted to say before we head off?
No, that's all. Thanks, Jenny, and thanks for the support. And anybody else that would like to support it, drop it in, sign the petition if you can.
Yeah, where are you again?
Main Street, Commercial Street of Strathalbyn. It's next to the post office.
Great. Well, all the best with it, and keep us in the loop.
Will do. Thanks very much.